is really greener. You make me feel like I'm living a teenage dream. And you're gonna hear me roar. Katy Perry has had 9 number one songs since 2008. She has this upbeat, candy-coated, not quite real human with real human problems persona. And then in 2017, she released an album, Witness, that was supposed to show a more authentic Katy. Critics didn't love it, and more importantly, a lot of her fans didn't either. Her response, Smile. It's her new record, which is out tomorrow. Yeah, I'm faithful. Scratch that, baby, I'm faithful. Gotta say it's really been a Katy Perry is quarantining in Los Angeles with all the real human problems that entails, but she's smiling anyway because she just had her first baby. At the time that we talked, she was getting ready for the birth of her daughter and feeling confident.
My sister and I are super close, and I've been able to observe how she raises her daughters, who are 3 and 6, and she gave birth to her daughters in the room, in her living room, and on her bed, and I was there and holding the leg back. So I've seen the miracle of childbirth in all its form. And so I'm not going to be surprised. Anyone that's been in the room for the miracle of birth is not surprised.
Are you giving birth at home?
Oh, I'm not that person. No, okay. No. Okay. I need my options. I'm a different animal.
Different
I've
woman.
I've seen
here.
It. It's not like I've just viewed a couple of videos on YouTube. I have been within all of the smells. Oh God, the sounds, the primal, the guttural. Could spend your whole life.
Becoming a mom is a big change, but since her last album, Perry's learned to go with the changes.
You know, this whole record is a product of me going through quite a, you know, an emotional, spiritual, mental journey since 2017 and rewiring how I think about life and a lot of those negative ways that I thought about life.
What happened in 2017? What was the turning point in that year?
So I had been on a upward roller coaster ride. You're just going ding, 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 all the way up. But you know, eventually this thing has to come down. And I put out a record. It was a different record. It wasn't like the past three. This one was a little bit more sonically experimental. It's exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to kind of break out of the loop of the idea of what, you know, people thought I could do musically, but it's like I had gotten too used to the view from the top of the mountain, and the universe decided it was time to, you know, serve me a little humble pie, which I hated at the time, but looking back, obviously, was so necessary for me to grow and become grounded and more expansive as a human being and not just be on this forever loop of trying to ring the bell of being the best pop star ever, but not knowing how to literally boil water, you know, like having no other dimension in life. I really rebuilt the way I think about myself because, you know, we all have that like CNN ticker of negative thinking going on in our head at all times, it feels like. And mine was really loud, especially, you know, when you have to be quiet. It starts getting really loud.
What was it telling you?
Oh, my narrative was always, you're not enough. You're not really invited to this party. You're not really in the club. You just got kind of lucky.
I remember when Witness came out in 2017. Mm-hmm. And there was this buzz that felt a little bit like maybe marketing buzz, but also something real about it, where it was like, this is authentic Katy Perry. And I had this moment where I was like, was she not being authentic before?
I guess authenticity is probably the number one word or characteristic that I have leaned on my whole life because, you know, I was raised in a religious world where you weren't really, you know, allowed to investigate curiosity or questioning. And, you know, even as simple as like getting hurt, like you will be healed by Jesus. So everything felt like it wasn't authentic.
Ah,
and
yeah.
So I was thirsty for authenticity. So I think I look back and I, you know, everything has had genuineness about it, but you know, you're only as conscious and aware as you can be in your early 20s. It just takes time. Like, I will look back at myself now speaking at 35 when I'm 55 and go, what a you know, like you have no idea what's coming to you. And life is not how you see it, Missy.
They told me I was out there, try to knock me down. Took those sticks and stones, showed them I could build a house. They tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies, daisies, daisies. They said,
your new album is a compilation of, it sounds like, all of your lived experiences and all of your authenticity. When you think about being 50 and looking back on this album, what do you think you'll say Smile is about?
I think maybe I'll look back and I'll be like, oh, this is where the expansion happened.
Huh?
This is where the character was built. This is where the making of me showed up, because I don't think, you know, you really know who you are until you get thrown down the stairs of life.
Katy Perry, the new album is called Smile. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Have a great day.